Hello, and welcome, my friends, to another episode of Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life Lessons in Christ. It's been a minute since I've had a chance to sit down and really work on some things with as far as the podcast part of the ministry is concerned. But however, your boy is back. And tonight, we're going to talk about self-gratification, and there's a lot that can go into that. We can take it to many different levels. But I pray that by the grace of God, the wisdom that is used will allow me to share this with you in a language that is easy for us to understand. Amen. So let's jump right into this thing. James, we're going to be coming from James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. And listen. And, you know, I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. And this is James talking, and it's talking about the different things of pride and, you know, humility cures worldliness, the whole nine yards. So let me jump into this. This is, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasures that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have, because you ask not. You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is an enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scriptures say in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy? But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hearts, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Now, may the Lord bless the reading of the word. it is good to be back with you. I'm going to be making a lot of changes in the ministry. I'm working on some video podcasts, but I'm also working on a video or a podcast website. And, you can access this through many different levels. I hope and pray that everything works out. So pray for your brother. Okay, so self-gratification. You know, like I said, the scripture, you know, when we go back to it, especially in the New American Standard Bible, says you ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. Now, one sign that we see so often these days in that of the index finger pointing up, people everywhere, especially, you know, at a football game or a basketball game, shout, we're number one. We're number one. It amuses me how many number ones there are and how many different situations call for such a claim. There's also the football team who, upon winning the first game of the season, claims to be number one. Most amazing is the team that loses all season. And trust me, I've coached and I've been there. That loses all season and finally, in the last game, scores the first touchdown, and suddenly everyone on that team becomes number one. The one team that can hold up the index finger is the team that has won all year. That team alone is number one in perhaps the sport of football, basketball, baseball, or whatever you sport you desire. Now listen, seeking to be number one puts the Christian in the middle of a great tension. And what I mean, a dual philosophy. One of the Hinduism is meaning is all geared toward pleasure. And the other is Christianity, meaning all is geared toward God. Now, caught in such a bind, we experience, now I want to give you four detrimental results from our pleasure-seeking instincts. Let's do this. The passion for self-gratification causes war and fightings. One of the things that is sure to happen, listen, when we do things our way and seek the glory from its conflict. James speaks of fights and wars in verse 2. He says the wars he speaks of refers to a chronic hostility that we may have towards others or towards one another. The fights are individual conflicts. Thus, hostility has two effects. Number one, it can damage many great friendships. It sets people at one another's throats, right? Or it drives the individual to commit a greater and greater sin. One thing leads to another, coveting to envy, coveting to envy, to jealousy, to hate, to theft, and to even murder. Now listen, the passion for self-gratification negates prayer. What I mean by this, you know, James implies that it may well be a possibility that we ask for the right things. Even if we do ask for the right things, we may ask wrongly and fail to get an answer. How many of us have been there in so many times? I know for a fact, in areas of my life, you know, growing up as a Christian, you know, I would ask God, you know, for certain things, but ask with the wrong motives. Now, listen, the thing is this, right? When we ask for the wrong motives, you know, or we may ask wrong and fail to get an answer, then what happens is I see many people get mad and protest to God. God, what is going on? How come you can't bless me with this? How come you can't bless me with this? But you know, God is God. Listen, we may be denied because we ask for the wrong things, or more likely for the wrong reasons. Now, our basic problem is that we stand in the way of our own prayers. Wow. You know, how many times have we done that? You know, the great painter, Raphael, is said to have worn a special hat when he painted, right? That hat had a candle mounted on top. He said he could often not paint correctly because his shadow spoiled the image he wished to portray. Now, my next point is this. The passion for self-gratification is abhorrent to God, right? A third disastrous effect of self-gratification is its offense to God. Now listen, what I mean by that is that this is really the most heinous aspect. God abhors those who are pleasure-seeking and not purity-seeking. Okay? You might say, well, what do you mean by that? I'm going to keep it real. You know, many of us yearn for the pleasures of the things of this world, whether it be alcohol, whether it be drugs, whether it be sexual immorality, sexual gratification, self-sexual gratification. If you want to use it for a term, let's talk about masturbation. We can throw that in there. Okay, but listen, those are one of the things that God definitely abhors. Now, what happens is, you know, those who are pleasure-seeking and not purity-seeking, James actually says in verse 4 that the passion for self-gratification is spiritual adultery. Now, listen, it is the very strongest form of faithlessness to God. Now, another thing is that when I was studying this and going over this is that James paints the picture here in the context of a home, right? The person who is unfaithful to God by feeding his own lust is likened to the married woman who cultivates a friendship with a man who is trying to seduce her. In biblical times, the sin was deserving of death. Such a sin today is the spiritual sense is worthy of death as well. Now, I'm gonna give you a little analogy. One day there was a missionary and his son. They were to show pictures in a Tagalog village. And upon their arrival, they found the only place available for showing the pictures was in front of the Buddhist temple. Now, the priest gave his consent for the pictures to be shown. The first picture to be shown was that of Christ from Hoffman's Christ and the Rich Young Ruler. But when the picture was projected on the screen, right, it showed only a dim, shadowy face. Now, upon investigation, the missionary discovered that he had placed the screen directly in front of an idol of Buddha where a tiny light was burning. Because the people were anxious to see the picture, they immediately extinguished the flame, and then the strong, appealing face of Christ was visible. Likewise, the light of Christ, right, becomes obscured in our lives if we keep a lamp burning to some selfish, worldly desires. Now, my fourth point is this. The passion for self-gratification demands repentance, right? Listen, y'all, we must repent of this sin, right? James' words, his very words in verse 7, carries the weight of a military command pointing to the urgency and necessity of returning to God. We must be subordinate ourselves and all that we have to the Lord. We must place our total will under his control. Now, James goes on to promise that when God is allowed back on his throne of our lives, Satan will flee from us, right? He will see God's power in us and submission to God's will, purifying our lives, right? And after the devil flees. Now, James likens this process to the cleansing of the priest before he can sacrifice to God. Such a cleansing does not remove joy, however, right? It takes away the hilarity and the foolishness of sin and restores the humble heart of knowing God. Now listen, a joy that is accompanied by sorrow for our sins, right? Is the great measures of the simple fact that when we give ourselves to Jesus Christ and submit to God's holy will in our lives begin to change. Now listen, we live in a world today where self-righteous people know nothing of true repentance, right? Now, what I mean by that, right? Listen, there was a woman, okay, who told her minister she would leave the church if a young woman sharing the pew was not made to occupy another seat, said the minister. Madam, the girl was saved from a terrible life of sin. You say she sits and weeps quietly through the church services and it annoys you, but it's because her heart, oh, I like this, her heart is so full of love for her Savior, and he said, can't you just try to understand her? And she said, no, I can't. People who show their emotions over religion annoy me. I've always lived a good life, and I don't make any fuss. He says, well, madam, you know, let's have a talk with the girl. He says, I believe she can help you. The self-satisfied woman had no room for Christ because you know why? You know why? It's plain and simple. She was number one, right? Number one in her own life. Now listen, I say this and I leave you with this. Let us take a daily inventory of our lives, right? Examine your life, right? And listen, And think about this process. You know, when we examine, you know, our lives, do your actions show that you are number one or that Christ is number one? Plain and simple with that. Listen, as I said earlier, you know, the four detrimental results are, you know, from our pleasure-seeking instincts is the passion for self-gratification causes war and fighting. The passion for self-gratification negates prayer, right? The passion for self-gratification is abhorrent to God. And last but not least, the passion for self-gratification demands repentance. That's all God wants. He just wants our heart. You know, it's time for us to get out of that mindset of a world of self-gratification and become number one in subordinate ourselves and all that we have to God himself. And listen, and you know, placing our will, our very will in our lives under his control. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for tonight. I thank you for the simple fact that, Father God, you dropped this in my spirit for a reason. And Lord, I had to take the time out of a busy day to sit back and share this with my friends and family who come to hear a word. Lord, I pray that you would remove those issues of our selfishness and that self-gratification, Lord God, that hinders our walk, that hinders our walk with you. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we submit fully to you by your grace and mercy, Lord, and that we present ourselves as a living sacrifice. And that, Father God, you will begin to change us in every area of our lives. Lord, I pray for a special covering. And Lord God, I pray that this lesson goes forth in the manner that it was intended to be taught, Father God. I thank you that you removed Joe so that your Holy Spirit can have its way. And I thank you, Lord God, for this word that you put in my spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray. Amen, Father. Amen, Son. And amen, Holy Ghost. Listen, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me for another episode from Soldiers of Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Listen, do me a favor. If you so feel the need to do so, subscribe to this podcast ministry. And let's share it with your friends and family. Let's help this thing grow in the manner that God would have. Let's reach the world for Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night. And I'll see you next time.